Hosted on dimlywit.com.
We are your new go-to girls for everything bad.
Morning, Tracy.
Morning, Jessica.
How's your green tea?
It's delicious. Fuck Starbucks. Fuck Starbucks. You make it better.
Thank you. I've been working very hard on this, so thank you. That means a lot to me.
It's very delicious.
And they made it last night at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Wow, why are you up?
I was working. Even though you...
Working man's a sucker.
You texted me.
What?
Yeah.
I texted you?
Baddies, let me ask you a question.
Wait, what?
When you text your friend and you're like, yo, what's up? And they write back, yeah.
Is this at 2 a.m.?
No, this was in like during the day.
Really?
She writes back, yeah. Okay?
Wait, I'm looking it up.
Like, I didn't just like write like, hello or hi.
No, she wrote Treyway and I wrote, yeah.
Treyway, what's up?
There was zero exclamation marks.
Treyway.
I thought it was like Treyway, and I was like, yeah. Like, I thought it was going down.
Yeah.
So I was prepared mentally.
No, she just wrote, yeah.
Yeah.
And then what did I write?
Yeah, hiss. And I wrote question mark. You wrote question mark. And then I wrote, oh, I thought something was wrong.
And then what did I write?
You sent me a weird gif of this guy.
Saying?
Yeah. And I wrote back. Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Our conversations, hopefully they never get let loose.
I'm gonna punch this girl tomorrow. Yeah. Hey, girl, how you doing? Yeah. I'm like, okay, forget it then. Oh, my gosh. The world, just our world, just what's going on in our world, you know?
What's not going on in our world is Jess works at a major network with athletes and celebrities, and I'm still single. That's what goes on. That's what's happening.
If you don't think it's all I work on.
If you have to put that much effort into working on it, then I'm not for MLB.
No, but you do.
I'm not for the network.
No, it's not about that. It's about like sliding in. You make a friend here and there. You gain the trust. It's a process. You can't just
be like... I was
like,
bitch, it is 2022. We're approaching Hot Girl Summer. Why am I still single? You work at a celebrity network.
This is what Tracy wants me to do. Hey, nice to meet you, famous sports player that everyone soons after.
Yeah.
You want my hot friend with new tits?
I would just accept, hey, my friend is single and you don't have to talk me up only to be disappointed.
I'm not even talking you up. I'm getting to the place of trust.
This has been a year and a half in the making.
Well, I'm a Scorpio. I'm very closed off. It takes a lot to learn to trust me, okay?
Crying.
All right.
Single. Going into 2025 single. What?
I mean, gotta get you an athlete. Just hear me out on this.
Okay.
Why? I was onto something when I was younger. Not just because of their bodies. That's a bonus.
Okay.
But like... it must be, besides being like a Kardashian, think of a least stressful, like you're getting paid millions to throw a ball. And in all the sports, like there's nothing really fuck up your body. It's not like football where you're like, you know,
you're constantly dodging head injury.
Yeah. And you don't last a long time in football. Some of these fucking baseball players, they're like 38, 39 years old. Like they've been throwing balls forever.
Yeah.
And they're getting paid mucho. And it's just... all these guys that are retired, you never met happier people.
Because they fucking got paid millions to do what they loved their whole life, and now they get to retire and talk about
like
it.
Like what they did in their childhood. So
it's like playing catch with dad, but forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nostalgia forever.
It's fucking crazy.
It's crazy. And they're just like, I've yet to meet like an angry
ex-baseball player.
Yeah.
I bet.
They're all so happy.
I bet.
I'd be happy too. Oh my God. Don't worry. Working on it, baddies. Stay updated. There will be an update. When you see that gram post, you see it. When you see like Tracy tag a hand.
Just know that hand once belonged to Jess Hottie's work.
When you see a hand that's like, you know, it's like all rough and rugged.
Like a man's hand.
Yeah, a man's hand. Mm-hmm. And you know that hand like ripped a ball.
Yeah.
You'll
that's
know.
The goal.
Question.
Answer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know what California sober means?
I'm gonna take a shot in the dark.
Yeah.
That you don't drink, but you smoke.
Wow. How did you know that?
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Because it's like illegal over there. So you cannot drink. So I have a friend who is
pretty good, Trey.
Thank you. Who is sober for like years now. And he doesn't like do anything. He doesn't whatever. And then he's a real estate agent. And he was like, oh, my client like gave me a bag of weed. And I was like, oh, cool. Like, and he goes, well, who wants it? And I'm like, well, why don't you keep it? He goes, I'm sober, Tracy. I'm like, wait, sober like excludes weed? Like, I don't fucking know.
Yeah.
I thought it was like alcohol and drugs, like hardcore drugs, not like weed that grows from the fucking ground. I didn't know.
So, yeah, it is kind of interesting. Like, so California sober, like people pretty much quit drugs and alcohol, but not marijuana.
Which could be laced with drugs.
Which is a drug, but okay.
But okay.
And it's interesting to me because, like, I think true addicts that are really struggling, like, addicts are addicts. They get addicted to whatever the fuck it is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They replace one thing with the other.
Yeah.
So, like, I think true addicts, like, California sober is not going to work. But maybe for, like, the casual drinker that's, like, maybe Dennis.
Dennis is not a casual drinker. That man goes from 0 to 100 off fucking beer. I've never seen anything like it. Twisties. This man is twisted off tea, fucking crawling into the house. I'm like, what happened to you?
I never seen somebody like, you know, like you get a drink and you get like a drink for like a little bit, but then you switch it up.
Yeah.
This man has been drinking twisted teas
his whole life.
Daily.
It's been in his bottle since he was little.
Yeah. Like for years at this point.
Yeah, every time I come here, there's another fucking box of Twisteds in there. I'm like, bro, Denny, slow it down, sir. Slow it down.
Oh, my God. It's
that concerning. And what is his other, is it Coors or Bud? I feel
OCLs.
Like. OCLs. Yeah, OCLs, yeah. Yeah, it is. Well, they have a whole fucking cooler in the basement, of course. Like, when I say cooler, I mean when you go to a fucking deli. You see those huge coolers with all, it's full of fucking beer.
Because when we were working on the house, he couldn't drink twisted teas like all day.
I mean, I don't so get, that's so much CLs. Sugar. I'd get fucking sugar wasted before actual wasted. Twisteds don't get me.
But also like men, like if I drink beers all day, like I'm shot.
Yeah, then shot and wanting to throw up. Bloated.
Yeah, he drank beers all day and he's fucking hammering at the ceiling. And I'm just like, all right.
It's man shit. I don't get it.
I don't get it either. But yeah, so like, okay, maybe like someone who's like, you know what, maybe I drink a little too much.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to cut it out, but it's going to hard for me because I need some way to unwind. So they just stay with weed.
California.
Like, it's kind of cool.
Whatever works. I mean, I'm not going to judge.
Like this in Jersey.
We don't have that because we can't be trusted with drugs over here. So, like, we're not like California and Washington, is it? Colorado. There you go.
Colorado, Washington.
Washington's up there, too, I'm pretty sure. I'm not sure if it's legal over there, but we can't be trusted on the East Coast with any type of drug.
What we call it? California sober. We're Jersey drunk. Jersey.
Yeah, it'd be like down the shore wasted. When everything is okay, but.
And I found it kind of interesting because they were doing like California sober now is becoming like a wedding trend. Like they're doing weed weddings.
The fuck does that mean?
I don't know, but I thought.
Where they're putting it in food?
Yeah, wait.
Yeah,
so this
right.
Wait, so this is crazy. So instead of serving alcohol at a wedding.
Mm-hmm.
People are like, oh, I'm California sober, so my wedding is going to be California
just give
sober.
Edibles?
So, yeah, there's no hard alcohol. There's edible. There's weed bouquets. There's desserts infused with cannabis.
Goodbye. Wait, I'd be so fucking crawling under
I
a table.
I saw a bong bouquet, but I was like, oh, that's romantic.
Yeah, right.
I do. And then it's like. I do, too. Till death. Till death in 5 minutes.
Yeah, right.
But this is what I don't understand. Like, let's say you're like, all right, cool. California sober, gonna have a weed wedding. How do you, like, you had a big, how many people at your wedding? 250 people?
Yeah, 200.
So, like, how do you make sure that everything's clearly fucking labeled? So that,
you have
like,
to announce it on, like,
Joanne's
the wedding card.
Not like, oh, Jesse, look at these brownies. They're so delightful.
And then eats 13 of them.
She crushes them.
And then ends up in the hospital.
Joanne's like, Jesse, I'm seeing double. Like, what do you do?
You got to put it on the wedding invite. Like, this is a California wedding.
Right.
Got me?
Everything
in parentheses underneath, it will include weed. Everything has weed.
Like, it's a very.
Like, eat before you come.
I don't know. I feel like to me that's a risque. Like you have to be.
Yeah.
Everything has to be so
labeled. I've never smoked weed in my life. I'm so terrified. I've literally only had an edible like one time, and it was baked into a brownie, which I ate the brownie and then said, I don't feel anything. I'm going to have another brownie.
Oh,
huge
no.
mistake.
Rookie
huge
move.
Mistake. Ate the brownie. Took me like 45 minutes to walk up the stairs. I stared at the fan for hours, which was in reality like 8 minutes. And I felt like commercials in the show we were watching were like forever. I'm like, bro, this commercial has been on so long. He's like, it's 30 seconds. I'm like, oh, no. And then I was like, I was not right for days after. I don't do anything. I don't do drugs. I don't do like anything. So my body can't handle that shit. I would die at a fucking California wedding.
Okay. Here's my thing.
Please.
Here's my spiel, if you will, because just as my husband is passionate about twisties, I am passionate about Mary Jane. And let me tell you why. And let me tell you why people like you, because I have friends like this.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, oh no, I had edible ones.
Yeah, I would never.
And I thought a murderer was in my house.
Yeah,
I was hiding.
For sure.
One of my friends.
For
was,
sure.
Like, showering for like hours, like trying to get sober.
I slept in the shower that night because I just thought the water felt like so much better. Made it better.
Here's the thing. I actually don't really fuck with edibles because to me, it's so hard. It's better now because it's legal and you can go to a store and be and there's fucking directions. How much should I take?
Yeah,
back in the day, like fucking, you know,
popping edibles.
Yeah, like yeah, Johnny down the street was like cooking brownies and then you were eating them.
Yeah.
There was no how much were you taking?
We have no idea.
No idea. And think about it, like when you're digesting it, it's like you're getting in your system. Like you take a pill, it's going in faster, right?
Yeah.
So my whole thing is like, okay, so I don't really fuck with edibles even now, because even with the going to a store, I don't know. It's so, I like to control my high.
Okay.
Right? So forget edibles. Like if you're trying to get into it, don't start there.
I don't think I've ever seen Jess high.
Oh my God, I'm so funny.
I can't even imagine what that's like. Can we do an episode where Jess is high the whole time?
I get so fucking weird. I just like to chill.
Okay.
And kind of like how I normally just do nothing. I like
oh, okay,
do
but
nothing.
Extra nothing.
And except I eat like everything. Like that's the best thing. Food tastes like better than you'll ever eat it.
What?
Yeah, like food is so good when you're stoned. Like food is amazing. Like,
that's
you
why
go
I
to
could
Wendy's
never.
When you're high. Oh my God.
I could never.
It's not the
I'm
same.
I'm so strict with food that like I'm so, I would never be, I'd be like, does this have sugar in it?
is this
sugar approved?
This is frosty of sugar.
Is butter a carb?
Yeah, literally. And the Wendy's person would probably be like, fuck you, dumb white hoes. Go home. So, okay. So if you're like a new weed person, what I'd say to you is I'd maybe even start you on some CBD. That's my shit.
Okay.
CBD.
Okay.
No, you don't like to fuck with like pills, but it's all natural. It's like,
yeah,
comes from the fucking earth. Tracy.
I didn't even take fucking pills after my surgery.
Yeah, I know. You're fucking.
I
bad.
Was like, no, Arnica will do.
Yelling at
Arnica
her.
Will be just fine.
Arnica. Eye roll. It doesn't even help with my Botox.
Yeah, that's what I took.
So CBD, like it's like all natural anxiety meds. And what they do is they take out the THC, which will get you high,
mm-hmm.
and they leave what like makes you chill. And so like when you're anxious or you're trying to sleep at night, you take like a CBD gummy and you just are mellow and it's just a really good feeling. So like someone that
like melatonin.
Smoked, yeah, but except you're like you feel good and you don't have that like hungover. Melatonin can kind of make you feel the next day like weird. It takes that out because it's not, again, it's not a drug. Like it's the greatest. We fucking give CBD to my 100-year-old grandma now. Because listen to this.
Grandma Rose.
Yeah. I'm dead. We're coughing like
why
we're
are we coughing like we're high as fuck in here?
I would so do a high episode with you.
I would watch you be high. I would never actually be high.
So Grandma Rose, bless her heart, is 100 years old, like almost. She's 99. She's just like COVID really just took her from like 0 to 60. Like overnight, she's not doing great. And she hallucinates and it's really fucking sad. And at night, she like wakes up and she's got to live in. My parents are paying to have someone live there 24 hours a day, seven days a week. So they don't have to put her anywhere. So she's in her house.
Yeah.
But she wakes up at night. She fucking freaks out. Doesn't know where she is, tries to climb out the windows and shit. It's bad.
Holy shit, bro.
They can't give her anything because everything, all the meds will mix with the other meds she's taking.
Yeah, like heart,
like
blood pressure and all this other shit. Yeah.
So my parents are like, fuck it. My mom's got a marijuana card. Give her a CBD.
I love Joanne.
Give her a gummy.
God, I love that woman.
So think about it. Nothing in the medical community could help this woman. CBD gummy. She sleeps through the night.
That's
the
amazing.
Hallucination stop.
I mean, I believe it. I believe all that. I would just be like,
and like my grandma's not tripping.
No, yeah, she's good. She's sleeping. Good. Her ass is out.
So yeah, so what I would try is a CBD, and if you like that feeling, like I would smoke, but I'm a good friend to smoke with because I'm not gonna make you smoke the blunt. Like you're gonna take a hit with me and be done for the day. Like that is your experiment for the day.
Okay.
Because everyone's rookie mistake is like, you're like, well, I don't feel anything yet. And then you smoke, you smoke, you smoke. And then you're on
what is
planet,
the what is
and
the,
then you're like, I'm never smoking again. Yeah. That's what happens.
What
everyone.
Is the time frame that you should wait as not a pro? What
like
is
to
the
take
time?
Another hit?
Yeah, to be like, I don't feel anything. What, 30 minutes? That seems excessive, but I don't. I really don't know the time frame.
So if you're smoking like a joint or even like hitting a pen, right? Okay. Like I would hit it and in like 15 minutes, you're just like, okay, like I like how I feel. I could take another hit.
Oh, okay.
But one hit. And you're not taking like monster rips. Do you remember that one person we were with that took a monster rip that one time? And then
oh, yeah. And passed out face down onto the floor?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that.
I was like, bro, what's happening? No, this shit ain't for me. My face is all I have. I'm not that pretty. I can't be face planting onto the kitchen floor.
Oh, my God. Like, that to me is such, like, a rookie fucking move. I don't know. Anyway, this is my big, if you're trying to be California sober, I think it's hashtag worth it. Because, but yeah, no, I do understand, though, the people that, like, have actual, like, addictions and have real trouble with substance.
Yeah,
like, that's not
sure.
a great solution.
I watched somebody have weed abuse.
Yeah.
And this person was not smoking like a fucking joint a day or like to chill. This person was hitting the rig, which is pure wax, like 4 or 5 times a day.
I always think about like Snoop Dogg and like Seth Rogen. They're like such creative people. They're literally high
all the time. Well, that's because
day.
Your brain is like subconsciously working because your brain's not actually working at that point. It's like the subconscious is going crazy. So that's when all your good ideas have to come out, right? Because it's like stuff you don't think about off the top of your head.
This shit is wild.
I just could never. I'm just really not that person. I'm for somebody who's like Botox and lip filler lashes and all the shit and implants. And I'm like, but I'm super natural. Like, I really am. Like,
well,
I
weed is perfect. It's natural.
I know. I'm just saying, like, I'm for like, oh, let's do melatonin, like to take a nap. Like, I'll take a piece of melatonin, bite a melatonin. I'll like bite a little nibble off and then take a nap. Like,
is
but
there
like
sugar and melatonin.
Yeah, that was the first thing I looked up. Oh, I was like, oh, God, it was like 1 gram. I'm like, oh, no. Wait, so I like, and then like, I'm anti like medication. Like, I don't know. Like, I'll take it if I have to like be like, all right. Oh, but if I can get away with like, even I have such crazy allergies.
I dropped my microphone. I think I am high.
I have such crazy allergies and I still try to avoid taking allergy medicine because I'm like, make that body fight it off. Like, you'll be fine. Mind over matter. Fight it off. And I haven't taken it yet and I've been okay. And I've severe allergies. The only medicine I can't avoid is like albuterol for my asthma so I could not die.
This is what I'm saying. Like, I appreciate your stance on medication.
Yeah.
But I think it's
like, I'll do
stupid.
It if I actually need to. I agree. Like, it's so much easier to just take the fucking medicine. It's so much easier.
Like,
stop
torturing
yourself.
I understand what you're saying. Like, if you get migraines and you're taking Excedrins every day, like, at this point, like, find the root. Like, the Excedrins is like a crutch, right?
Yeah.
So, like, I get it. But, like, if you get a fucking headache once a year, take the pill and
no,
better.
I will. If I get a really bad headache, I'm like, all right, I really do need
do
a Tylenol
I mean?
Or something right now. But
Tylenol,
I will literally,
so soft.
Like, soft. It's like the weak shit of the weak bitch medicine of the medicine world.
Yeah. I'll take a Tylenol, that shit. It's like, fun fact, it does not work.
Fun fact, it's like it's getting a hug.
Yeah, you can take it pregnant, and I'm just like, why don't you just tell me to walk into traffic because it doesn't do shit.
So, like, that's like my, I'll do it, like, once in a while if I really need something, but I'm so, like, just not, I'm such a control freak. That's what it is. That, like, I feel like if something alters my control at all, that's why I know my limit to drinking. I've only got blackout drunk one time.
That's insane.
One time.
You never been roofied?
I don't think so. My 21st birthday, I fell asleep naked in my mom's shower.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
I like
that. Was
I feel like I was there for that.
Yeah, because it was so vivid. Yeah. That was the night my mom found out I had my nipple piercing.
Yes, yeah. That's right.
Horror. Actual horror had set in at that point. other than that, like, I, like, know my limit. Like, I'm like, all right, I'm getting really fucked up. I got to chill. And then sometimes I'll be like, I'm actually drunk. I got to, like, really calm down because I'm wasted. But, like, I still am not acting a fool. I know what to do.
I'm like 99.9% I was roofied in the Bahamas.
Really?
Because
they tried to take your liver or something, black market.
Probably. But then they were like,
maybe not. Doesn't the liver ain't looking good.
They saw my like fake extensions. It was like back in the day before extensions got good. Mm-hmm. And there was the internet. Clipping, you know?
Sally.
Oh, Lord. Sally didn't even have them at this point. I'm pretty sure I invented extensions. They were bad. We were doing like the hair and the ponytails. Yeah. That was all there was.
Yeah. When we used to sew them in on a weft.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep.
Good times.
Yeah. I used to go to the Bronx to a woman named Princess.
And sounds legit.
Yeah. And in the salon, I would leave with like colored contacts, fake DVDs, like, you know, like.
Yeah. It was a whole mess. Let me tell you, the MySpace era was no fucking joke. The MySpace era was no joke. I was literally never been smarter in my life than the MySpace era. I was coding entire pages. Coding, yeah. Like fucking like hackers do. Like I was coding. How do I know that? How did I know how to do that? I have no fucking idea. I learned more coding my MySpace than like in actual high school.
I know what you're saying. You're right. You're right.
It took like real genius work to figure that shit out.
Yeah. Getting the music to like.
Hell yeah. I don't know how you couldn't ask me how to turn on my laptop right now. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't know how, but I could have coded an entire MySpace page back then.
So I didn't drink that much and I have no memory. Like I woke up of like what? Later in that night and I had no memory. I think that's the thing when you're like drugged like that, like you. The memory is like the first thing that like you can't remember anything.
Okay. I did. Yes, that's true. Because one time I was breaking up with my boyfriend who's now in heaven. So you know which one I'm talking about.
Oh, my God.
And yeah. And I was breaking up with him and I was going through some shit. And I was like just crying nonstop. So my friends were like, just take a Xanax. And I'm like, I don't want to take a Xanax. Like, I'm fine. But they're like, you need to calm down. Like, you're wilding the fuck out. I'm like, okay, fine. I took a Xanax. But I don't do any medicine or anything. So I didn't know you couldn't mix Xanax and alcohol. I didn't know that. So I had no idea. This was the first time I had ever taken a Xanax in my life. And to this day, I never have because I'm so fucking paranoid that that's, yeah, I'm terrified. So I'm like, okay, so I took the Xanax and I drank and we went out that night. I don't remember leaving Sammy's bedroom. And then she was like, you know what you did? And I'm like, what do you mean? And then she was like, what you did when we went out? I was like, no. She's like, go check your camera roll. I had 400 pictures with everyone at that club. Everyone. I needed a picture with everyone. I apparently made out with the guy that I was talking to's best friend. Which, shame on him. Like, clearly I was fucked up. And like, how dare you do your boy wrong like that? But somehow it was my fault.
You know what? I bet because you like, you really weren't drunk. Like, I bet it was hard to tell.
I just had like a glass of wine. That was all it was. But bro, apparently that does it. I cannot even imagine. I was, I had just turned 22, maybe. I think I was really young. Because I was out. Yeah, that was right. Because it was before the show.
I mean,
I was 21, so I had to been 20. So I was sneaking in drunk underage into Guitar Bar. That's when it was. Yeah. So I was definitely 20. Yeah. And I don't remember shit. And to this day, like if you ask me like what we did, where we went, I have no idea. The only reason I know I made out with him is because I saw a picture because someone took a picture because they were like, we have to document this or she's not going to believe us. I don't even remember being there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, listen, kids.
Don't do it. Drugs are bad. This is why I don't do them because I can't fucking imagine never being in control like that again.
Yeah, it's not a great feeling.
I don't know. These people that do them all the time, like when I got out of surgery and they had me on, which is like a low caliber, like a nothing medication because I'm allergic to everything. So they had to put me on like, I can't even remember what the fuck the name is. Whatever. Anyway, some low grade med. I'm like, this is making me so nauseous. Like, I got to get off this shit. Like, I don't know how people do this like every day.
What about when you went under like anesthesia? Do you remember that?
No.
Because you were hilarious.
Yeah. No, I don't remember. My mom videoed me in the car and I was just like, I was there for hours. Like, my mom's like, what? I was like, I was in the hospital for hours, for days. And she's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, that light is so bright. Like, it was just bugging out. I'm like, this is not for me. But I don't remember them asking me to count down either.
Oh,
you know how
the
they're
best.
Like, count down from 10. Don't even remember getting to that point because they gave me a Valium to slow my, like, to chill because I was like a little nervous. I was like, guys, like, I've never done, like, I'm so nervous to go under anesthesia. So they were like, don't worry about it. Like, we're just going to give you Valium in your IV to chill you out. I'm like, okay.
Oh, my God. Last thing I remember
was me being like, okay, that sounds good. Laying on the table. And then that's it. I don't remember anything. Not countdown. I definitely was already out. They were like, fuck this girl. We don't need to count her down for nothing. And then I slept for like 6 hours after surgery. I don't even know if they thought I was waking up ever because they were like, bitch, this girl has been sleeping
don't
for
they
days.
Need to wake you up like kind of right after. Like,
I'm pretty sure they did. But like I went back to bed after that. Like I'm just not. I'm not a drug person. I'm really not. I can't handle that shit.
Oh, that's amazing. Let me school you a little bit on CBD and why I think you should be taking it from Next Evo. Next Evo Naturals developed smart sorb technology, clinically proven to help your body absorb CBD 4 times better than regular CBD oil. When you feel stress coming on, you won't waste your time wondering, is it working? Smart sorb technology improves CBD's ability to be absorbed, getting into your system, wow, in as little as 10 minutes. Most CBD oil achieves between 2% and 10% absorption, which means more than 90% of what you think you're getting is actually wasted. Next Evo Naturals are scientifically formulated to deliver more CBD in a way that your body can actually use, and fast, proven 29 times better absorption in the first 30 minutes. Next Evo isn't just another CBD company. Their all-natural products are backed by more scientific studies than any other CBD brand. And they're vegan, GMO-free, gluten-free, THC-free capsules and gummies derived from 100% U.S.-grown hemp. Baddies, hear me out on this. I'm such a fan of CBD. You know, there's nothing else in the world I can take that in under 10 minutes. I'm feeling okay again. You know, we always talk about on the show how we're just overwhelmed with a flood of bullshit every day, all day. And like, I can take CBD and I can, like, again, I think people don't understand a lot about it. I take CBD. I can still function normally. I can still be a mom. People take it and go to work. You know, people perform all day because it's, you know, you're just feeling better. And what I love about Next Evo is that you can really customize what you need for you. Tell them the baddie sent you. Get 25% off your first order of $40 or more at nextevo.com with the promo code BADEXAMPLES. That's 25% off. NextEvo.com. Promo code what? Bad examples. Stop wondering if CBD is right for you. Try Next Evo natural capsules, gummies, mints, and topical creams clinically proven to be better absorbed by your body. If you have a pet, they're part of your family. And Fuzzy knows that there's nothing that compares to coming home to a wiggly butt or waking up to soft purrs, and that we want to keep our pets healthy and make them as happy as they make us. Fuzzy is a telehealth service for pet parents that offers 24/7 access to personalized pet care for veterinary professionals. From everyday questions to the middle of the night emergencies, Fuzzy has the answers pet parents need. Through live chat and virtual vet consultations available to you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Fuzzy can answer your pet questions no matter how big or small, urgent, every day, whatever you need, Fuzzy is there for you. I love Fuzzy because they can also recommend the exact right products for your pet, all of which are handpicked by their established team of vet professionals available at discounts exclusively to Fuzzy members. From getting your pet's diet just right to meeting their middle of the night needs to finally figuring out what makes their breath smell that way, nothing is too big or small for a quick Fuzzy call. Right now, Fuzzy is offering our listeners a 7-day free trial membership. Go to yourfuzzy.com/badexamples to sign up today. That's a free 7-day trial and access to exclusive member discounts on pet meds, supplements, food, and more at yourfuzzy.com/badexamples. Again, yourfuzzy.com/badexamples for your free trial of Fuzzy with access to 24/7 personalized pet care and vet recommended products. Love it. So I think as women, we all need an escape, you know, because as women, the one thing we're not great at is turning off our brains, right? We're always going, you know, you sleep next to your significant other at night and you look at them and you're like, they're sleeping already. And you're still thinking about the list of things that you didn't do today. And what I love about Dipsy is that escape for you. Dipsy is an audio app that's full of hundreds of short, sexy audio stories designed by women for women. I swear, only women know what we really want. Dipsy brings scenarios to life with immersive soundscapes, characters, and no matter who you're into or what turns you on, Dipsy has got you. Now, what's great about Dipsy is, sure, you might listen to your favorite stories again and again and again, but new content is released every week, so you can always find something new to explore. And Dipsy also has sleep stories, wellness sessions, and now they also offer written stories. It's your go-to place to spice up your me time, explore your fantasies, heat things up with a partner, or just escape, just get away. For listeners of the show, Dipsy is offering an extended 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/bad examples. That's 30 days of full access for free when you go to dipsystories.com/bad examples. dipsystories.com/bad examples. What's your escape going to be? You know what I can't handle? Shit talk. You know I hate
shit talk. Potty talk.
Potty. Thank you. I can't see the word. Have you been following like the Johnny Depp Amber Heard thing at all?
Yes and no. I think it's fucking hysterical.
It's fucking crazy.
Like I'm never one to be like, he didn't do it, blah blah blah. She's lying. I'm never that person.
Yeah.
I always am like pro the girl says she was whatever hit or whatever. Yeah. I believe them. This case is so wishy. It's
wishy.
So wishy. It's like she really wishes that everyone was believing her. She really, really did. The way she turns it on for the camera when they start like the court, it's like, okay, it's I've never seen anything like
no
it's
one's
like
talking about this. Like I watch murder mysteries every night before bed.
This woman is an abuser.
I've seen people on the stand talk about double murders, people losing their child was murdered, missing, horrible things. I never seen anyone behave like this on the stand.
It's the weirdest thing I've ever seen. Also, where'd she order her lawyer? Wish.com? The fuck? That's what I'm saying. This case is wishy. She fucking wishes, and the fucking lawyers from Wish, and everything else. It's all fucked up. It's very weird to me. And the fact that Johnny is like sitting there laughing, like, bro, because I'd be laughing too. I'd be like, this girl is out of her fucking mind.
The whole thing, like, first of all, they both don't look great.
No, they're going through it. Like, through.
Why? I read that Johnny Depp, like, insisted this be taped and, like, live streamed. And I, for the life of me, truly, because I get what he was trying to do, but, like,
he was probably like, you guys need to see this for yourself. Yeah. People will pick up on how ridiculous this
nuts,
is.
Yeah.
And I don't blame him. Like,
it's humiliating all around for both of them.
I mean, he lost everything like he had from it because of the accusations, which
crazy.
Listen, like that's if there was any foul play at all, like then that's what he deserved. But if it wasn't, like at least his karma for her is like putting it all out there because people fucking hate her now.
Yeah, it's crazy.
People fucking hate her. So not only that, the bitch shit in the bed.
OK, so this is what I want to talk about because I really haven't followed that closely.
I'm really not OK with that at all.
So Johnny Depp's on the stand. And he's like, this horrible thing happened. He's being so dramatic. I'm like, spit it out. It was disgusting. It was, she took a, pardon my language, a grumpy. I'm like, the fuck is a grumpy? Have you ever? She took a grumpy on my pillow.
I can't breathe.
I'm sitting here like, she took a grumpy? She took a shit?
Has this come and gone so fast?
60-year-old, how old is Johnny Depp? Why is a grown man not saying she took a shit? Why is she saying, first of all, he's saying, pardon my language, he says, she took a grumpy. He just made that up on the spot. Is that like a Depp family tradition?
I have a friend who calls farting sparkling.
Yeah.
I told you this.
That's great. That's all that, wonderful. What the fuck is a grumpy?
Apparently that's the extended version of a sparkle.
Fucking grumpy.
I can't.
After this episode, please Google it because he's so fucking serious.
Because he's probably so fucking traumatized. If somebody ever shit in my bed, I would never live that down. I would check everything before I ever got into a bed again.
Right.
I would never just lay down.
No.
Never, you know how people like get out of work, they throw their shit on the floor and face plant into a bed? Never.
Yeah.
The way I would never. I'd check every upside down, flip that bitch pillow over, be like, make sure nothing's here. Because I would be in PTSD like crazy.
I told Dennis if he cheats on me, I'm going to take a grumpy on his bed. He says he drops a grumpy. It's worse. It's worse.
I can't. Everything about this case is
they
so weird.
Making a wonderful point of just how funny it was that I thought that some human being had actually dropped a grumpy, pardon the term,
Pardon the term.
Pardon the term. Grumpy
human meat. Pardon the term. Just say this bitch took a shit on my bed.
There is no better time to make it sound just as disgusting as it is than to be like, this bitch pooped in my bed.
Also, I feel like saying dropping, dropping a grumpy is worse than taking a grumpy. No, she dropped a grumpy. It dropped out of her butthole. I can't.
When you're trying to make a point like that, you need to make it sound and use words to describe. You don't make it like child appropriate. You'd be like, that bitch dropped off the kids in my bed on my pillow.
Wait. If you're maddest at Corey ever, you're maddest. Like, he did some fucking crazy,
on my worst
shit.
Fucking day, would I ever think to let me go shit on this man's pillow?
Yeah.
Never. On my worst fucking day.
And he said there's like,
I've thought many other things. Never once did it run through my head. You know what you should do? Shit on it. Shit on that pillow. He's actually trying. There is not a single time in my whole life where I thought poop was the answer. Never. Right. Never.
This is making me think she's so fucked up.
Not only that, so she was saying, like,
if I was on the jury,
she was saying
the case ended right there.
Done.
Guilty.
Guilty. That's why I can't be a fucking juror. But, like, she was like, oh, I have all these bruises on my face. And, like, has anyone seen her recently? Like, that woman has filler galore. Mm-hmm. Sorry, she doesn't even look like Amber Heard anymore. Like, she was really pretty at one
really
point.
Really pretty.
She's really fillerfied at this point. And I think it was the bruises are probably from injections.
Wow. Are you a detective? What just happened?
Yes, I am.
Did you just
a detective.
Crack the case?
Dick Tracy, if you
Dick
will.
Dick Tracy. Dropping grumpies.
Dropping grumpies on these bitches.
I need to know more about,
like,
the like, I
don't
was
know.
And then examining
they
him,
fucking
like,
have they have a footage of them being like, her being like, go ahead, tell people that I abused you. No one's going to believe you. Like, bro, court done. The case is over. Like, she straight up was like, no one's going to believe I hit you.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Yeah.
This is why I record everything. By the way, if you date me, you're not safe because I record everything.
You're definitely not safe.
You're not safe because I've learned that proof goes a long way.
But, like, I also wonder now that this is, like, public and it's kind of like a viral thing, like, will women start dropping grumpies
revenge? I hope not. Please.
Well, I've already threatened it. Like, it's already starting.
If someone from the anti-poop talk is threatening it, then we have a problem because she's not from this league of humans
Dennis
to even
goes,
talk potty.
If you ever drop a grumpy on my bed, I'll fucking never speak to you again.
I mean, I would hope not. No one should speak to Amber Heard again. You can't do that. The amount of TikToks that I had seen of, like, them reenacting, like, them coming into their house, like, cribs, like, hello, this is Johnny Depp. Welcome to my crib. Amber, smile. And then she, like, and then he's like, good job, honey. And then he's like, she's, like, pretending to, like, take a shit, this actor or whatever. And he's like, don't do that. Off the bed. And I'm just this is a laughing stock. This is ridiculous.
Oh my God.
I can't believe this is even a case. And honestly, if I were him and I knew I had that proof of her saying that, I'd want to advertise and publicize too. Like,
yeah.
Because if I was like, bro, I know I'm going to win this case. Because you know why? Yeah. I have footage of you being like, no one's going to believe that I abused you.
He doesn't look great either. He said
no,
some
he
fucking
looks
crazy
fucking
shit.
First of all, when they read those texts out loud
yes!
and said his text said to her, she was like, put your hands on my throat. And he said something to the extent of, I have uses for your throat.
Yeah.
But I was like, son,
yes.
Sign me up for the depth treatment. Because I was like, wow, yo, somebody texts me shit like that. I'm like,
Even like he talked about like burying her body. I'm like, that's kind of hot.
He was like, how has my once cum stained jizz monster doing? I was just like, bro, the way he speaks about her is hysterical. What did he call her? Oh my God, it was so good. You got to play the clip because he read it out loud, and I was just like, he's like, did you say this? And he's like, yes, I said that. And he goes, but I'm confirming you said this. He's like, for the third time I said that. And I wanted to be like, it's the confidence for me. Like, imagine calling someone like an ex jizz pillow and like,
an ex jizz pillow.
Like being like, how is my ex cum dumpster doing? And he said it so casually. I was like, no, I've never heard anything like it. It's magical. It has fucking Jack Sparrow written all over it.
Oh my God.
Please tell me you found it. It's so good.
Where's Alan when you need him?
Put reading Johnny Depp's text messages in YouTube.
What was the word? Did he use cum or
it was
jizz,
jizz? For sure jizz. I vividly remember being like, wow.
No, all right, this is it.
It is.
In one text he sent, he referred to her as the slippery whore that I donated my jizz to for a while. First of all, if you don't call me a slippery whore, I'm going
to
be so
disappointed. That I donated my jizz to. Unbelievable. These texts are fucking hysterical. I've never heard anything like it in my whole life.
I donated my... The whole thing is amazing.
It has Jack Sparrow all over it. It's there's no other text in this world that sound so much like a character. But in real life, imagine getting texts from your husband and being like, good morning, you slippery whore.
You slippery whore. Oh, and this is great. This is great. All right, so I'm going to play one more thing from the trial that I thought was fantastic. So Amber Heard's sister's on the stand. Mm-hmm. Have you seen her?
No.
How does this happen in families? So, like, I truly think Amber Heard is a beautiful woman.
Was at one point so gorgeous.
I mean, yeah. She doesn't look great on the stand, but I also think that she's going for a look there.
I mean, she's definitely putting a lot of effort into looking like a piece of shit.
Yes. Yes.
Trying to look depressed.
But, like, okay. How does, like, one... This is so fucking mean, but, like, how does Amber Heard come out? And then her sister just looks like...
Can
like,
I see?
She looks like her, but just, like, not... Like, you could tell they're related, but, like, she's just not, like, a true beauty. You know what I mean? Like, and then what do you do? Because if I have a sister that is Amber Heard, I am jumping off a roof. Do you know what I'm saying? Do you have any thoughts on her? Homely, right?
Okay. I want to say this in the nicest way possible.
Carry on.
It's giving white trash.
Yeah.
It's giving white trash.
Yeah. It's not great.
It's giving incest.
All right. So, all right. That was so mean, but okay. It is what it is. I mean,
and I'm really like, we are not really ones to pick somebody apart because we are not the cutest, but we.
Well, no. Speak for yourself. I'm the cutest.
I am not the cutest. I need a lot of work, but I am also not giving middle of America.
Yeah.
White trash.
Again, I'm trying to figure out how the families. I don't know. It's just scary. Like, Cecily's so cute. I don't have another kid, but if I did, like, what if she was like. A like
terrible.
Couple
That's
level down version
say.
Of like, oh, it looks like Cecily, but like not as cute. Do you know
That's
what I mean?
Horrible.
Okay. So
all babies are cute.
No, they're horrific. I literally look back at Cecily's baby pictures and I'm like, ew. Sorry, Cecily. Hope you never ever listen to the show, but that's for other reasons. So okay. The grumpy thing, taking a grumpy, dropping a grumpy, and then this. So it was Amber Heard's birthday. They threw a big 30th birthday party. Have you heard anything about this?
No.
So they throw her Amber a big 30th birthday party and they go around the room, which, by the way, this sounds absolutely torturous to me in so many different levels, like as the receiver, as the giver. Mm. But they're at this, you know, dinner table and they're like, let's all go around in a circle and let's all say like what we love about Amber.
Ew. No, thank you.
Horrific. No, thank you.
I never want that on my deathbed.
Mm. No, I don't like
no,
it.
No, thank you. Me no like you.
I don't like it. I don't like it. Mm. I did this for a friend once and I just, ugh. Yeah, it was just.
I barely like saying out loud what I'm thankful for at Thanksgiving, like let alone right. saying nice things about me. No, thank you.
So they're at the dinner table and it gets to Johnny's turn. And this is what Amber Heard's sister has to say. Okay. Hold on. Where's the dongle? It'll sound so much better.
It'd be attached to here.
Went around the table and
showed up very, very late.
Oh, boohoo.
And he was drunk when he showed up.
Cry me a river at the party.
Amber obviously upset about it, but. There came a time in the party where we all went around the table and said our favorite thing about Amber, you know, just funny memories or whatever. When it came to Johnny's turn, he told this story about how they first met when they met for the Rum Diary. So, you know, he had this story about how she came in to his office and she sat on the couch and her perfect ass left a perfect imprint on the couch. And
I mean, I'd be thrilled if someone said I had a perfect ass. Just saying.
She's horrified by this story.
I mean, if somebody was like, let me say something nice about Tracy, she has the perfect ass, I'd be like, this is why we're friends. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for saying that. Even if you're lying. Thank you.
I literally said to Dennis, I would have cried if you said this about me.
What a beautiful thing to say about somebody.
Just listen in, okay? Because she's horrified by this.
Left a perfect imprint on the couch and he wouldn't let anyone sit there after she left that day.
How romantic is that? Is that?
We're also both Scorpios, so this is definitely our sick way of being like, this is romance.
He sat at her table, all her friends and family.
Do not sit on my perfect aspirin that I would like
she
to keep.
She left a perfect aspirin. Anyone let anyone sit there? Hold on, let's listen in.
So funny.
It was one of those stories that everyone was kind of embarrassed. You know, we had all gone around the table saying really nice things about her and gets to him and he's talking about her ass.
Again, it's a birthday. You can tell me on a Tuesday afternoon my ass is perfect. I'm going to be thrilled.
To me, that's legendary. Legendary. Coming from your husband, that's so sweet and romantic.
First of all, I want my husband to be obsessed with my ass.
Yeah. And he will be, and he should be.
Right. Tell everybody how perfect my aspirin is right now, or we're done.
Have you ever had a man?
No one. No one even.
Don't sit there. Tracy's ass has been there.
No, I'd be like, oh my God, I love him.
Yeah. I would be like,
definitely
blushing.
Not a red flag. Run towards them like a bull. I is bull. I just think like he probably was like, look at all this sappy shit that's going around. Like, let me just lighten the mood a little. Say how obsessed I am with my wife, like, or girlfriend or whatever she was at the time. Like, I don't know. I feel like he's like, that's weirdly his personality. Like, but that's what you signed up for. It's Johnny Depp. Like, you signed
right.
up for that.
Right.
That's like Ryan Reynolds. He literally posts pictures of himself and says, happy birthday to my beautiful wife.
Yeah.
That's just the fucking personality you signed up for. Like,
they are like couple goals to
couple
me.
Couple goals. Like, yeah. She literally took a picture with him one time and wrote, fucked my hairdresser. Like, this is how they are. Like, that's what you sign up for in a relationship. Their personality. Like, that's what you get.
Did you see, what was the award? Not the award, but they did the Met Gala,
yeah.
right? Did you see him when he saw her?
No, but the way he looks at her in general is, and it's like he tries so hard to like make jokes like she's not like the most beautiful woman ever. And but even him accepting his walk on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, like his star on the walk, mm-hmm. like he was like, you were the best thing that's ever happened to me. Like, and it was just so sweet. I'm like, they can go at each other all day and it's so funny, but like that's their personality.
Yes.
I feel like Ryan Reynolds at a fucking family group table would have said something so similar like that. Like,
he looks at her dress. Look at this. Look at this clip, because I just think it's like, it's just.
I love their relationship in general. I love that they roast
right?
each other, and then they're like so obsessed in love with each other.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Also, I love that their first child was born. I love to think that I had anything to do with this, which I didn't. Their first child was born like a week around Skylar. Was it after Skylar? And her name is James. And I'm like, oh my God, we have the same vibe. Like, we give out the same vibes.
Tell me this isn't the cutest thing you've ever seen. Like, they've been together a long time. I just think this is really sweet.
Literally jaw dropping.
Stop
looking at her. It's so sweet. I just like, I love them so much.
Mm-hmm.
Look at him. He's just like, that's my girl. Clapping for her. I can't.
I love them.
Okay. And then like, speaking of the Met Gala, I just need your opinion on, you know, I hate the Kardashians. I just do.
You can't say anything bad to me about Travis Barker. He's my birthday twin, and I've loved him for a long time.
Okay. Take it easy. I wasn't going to.
I love him. I'll stand up for him no matter what.
I just, like, love Marilyn Monroe. I've watched her movies. Like,
oh, okay. I thought you were going to go
story
Courtney.
Is, like, so sad to me.
Yeah, it's questionable also.
Like, first of all, I think it's so, if you don't know what I'm talking about, Kim Kardashian wore Marilyn Monroe's, like, iconic dress to the Met Gala, like, actually her actual dress. And there's so many things weird about this. I just feel like
one that should be in a case,
right?
Locked
it's
up.
It's ruined.
It should be untouchable. Nobody should be able to be in a legendary gown like that.
And like, I'm sorry, you can't just compare the two. Like, one had like a talent and a skill, and the other is Kim Kardashian. I don't know.
Well, I think that like she literally opened the gates for like the sexy, curvy
yes.
world. She was like a size 12.
Yeah.
She was also a little bit of hoe, H-E-A-U-X, mm-hmm. because, you know, she did her thing and snuck through tunnels and all that good shit. But like, we gotta like commend
what she was she did up. For she like the beauty community
she had. I did a report on her one time when I was younger. Like, I was determined. I was obsessed with Marilyn. And like, I did everything from Norma Jean, mm-hmm. all the, I looked everything up. I was obsessed. And like, she really did have like a weird fucked up childhood and turned it around and like made something of herself and then became an actual icon. And like, for reasons of like beating a lot of like growing up shit, not like beating a sex tape. And like, as much credit as I'll give to the Kardashians, because I feel like they really fucking like changed the world and like made a fucking name for themselves, which I don't take that away from them ever, because they really did fucking blow up. You're never going to be Marilyn. And like, I don't like, okay, she's like, I lost like 16 pounds in 3 days to get into it. And I was just like, what? Like, first of all, that's such unhealthy.
You don't know what it's like being rich. She probably didn't eat, and they probably gave her like McDonald's through an IV where it tastes like, this is what rich people have that we don't even know about.
I know,
about.
It's just like,
that?
One, it's unreachable goals that like, no. You can tell. You're like this icon to a lot of young girls that like do look up to her.
That's why I hate all of them.
To say like
that,
I lost 16
fans,
pounds
not
in
men.
3 days or 12 pounds or whatever the number was. It was absurd.
Yeah.
And like, that's just not logical. And then to be like, even condoning that behavior, it's almost like, not pushing
it
anorexia,
is.
But
it
like
is.
It is, it's like it's
it
an eating disorder on the way. Yeah.
Yes.
And I don't know. I just like, for what? To say that you got into Marilyn's dress. First of all, I don't even understand how that's possible, because I know for a fact that they always said Marilyn was like a size 12. Isn't she like a size 4?
So like, okay.
So how did you need to lose weight to get into it? I don't know.
So I don't think, so like when Marilyn was wearing that dress, a size 12 wasn't like 12.
A
like
real
it is 12 an hour.
Now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like it was like our day, but like
a 6.
Still, Kim's like pretty tiny. But also that ass, like how did that fucking ass get into that dress?
I don't know. And their dresses didn't stretch like that. So I don't know.
Yeah.
Do I believe that it was her actual dress? I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know either.
I honestly didn't even think that like the dress looked great on her. Like,
no,
I hate to say that. Like, I was like, I really wish it had been left for
Marilyn's. Yes.
Her body was just different.
It was just different.
I just don't like when people like, that's like taking out Michael Jackson's glove because somebody was like, oh, I needed to wear it to an award. It's not touchable.
It's weird.
Put it the fuck away. There's things you just don't do.
I agree. I feel like they fucked that up.
And like, I'm the first to credit them for like their genius marketing and their PR and all that other shit that they do. And the stuff they come up with, like Skims is a fucking, it's a genius idea. It's amazing. And it does so well, like all of that. I just think like, do
it's
your
not,
own thing. It's about
okay,
you.
I'm sorry, I have
keep
to disagree.
That to them.
Skims is not genius. It was, we've had Spanx forever. She had a following. Anything she makes is going to make money.
No, yeah, I'm just saying, like, the way it took off and the money she makes from it is incredible. Like, great for you. But, like, there's no reason to, like, that's your brand. Like, yeah. Keep it to your brand. Imagine in, like, 75 years, someone's like, oh, I just had to, and they, like, retired a Skims piece and somebody had to just be in it because it was Kim Kardashian's. Like, I just leave it the fuck alone.
I just despise them all. They all get so many beauty procedures, nip, tucked. Makeup every day, hair every day. It's like a constant thing. Then on top of that, they edit their pictures. And I'm just like, and then who do you think likes the Kardashians? It's not grown men. My husband is not a Kardashian fan. Like, it's women. We are the ones obsessing.
Yeah,
what are they wearing?
Yeah.
The makeup. You know what I'm saying? And like,
yeah.
It's just like they're putting this all out there. And then every young person is like, wow, I can't. How can you achieve that? It's not real. It's
not
real life.
That's why we say you're not ugly, you're broke.
Like, yeah, we're fucking broke.
Yeah,
it's very depressing.
You're not ugly, you're broke.
What? Okay, this is what I'm proposing to you and to all the baddies. What if we did like a baddie lottery? We all put in $1 every week. It's the only way we're going to get pretty.
Oh, for us to get pretty?
Yeah, like, no, like, we play the fucking lottery.
Oh.
We'll split it. Everybody.
If I win the lottery, I'm leaving. I'm not getting pretty. I'm just fucking leaving so I could go be ugly on an island somewhere. Yeah, I'm not paying to get pretty. For sure not. If I win the lottery, I'm buying an island and not letting anyone on it because I hate everybody.
Oh, my gosh.
Me and the kids. That's it. No one else is allowed.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, we're just going to do like Gilligan's Island shit. We're going to drink out of coconuts. That's my goal if I win the lottery. I don't want to do anything else. I just want to be left alone.
That's
just
like
tan all day.
I have a feeling like what you'd sound like if you were on an island all by yourself.
Great. Here we go. Yep. Mm-hmm. Here we go. If I was on an island with no babysitter and all my kids, that's definitely not what I'd be sounding like.
Everyone's so excited they won the lottery. Everyone's screaming in joy. And then you hear this from Tracy. Oh, she's orgasming.
I hate it here.
Yeah, so I don't know. I don't mean to be such... I feel like I'm bashing women today. And
maybe you just needed a day. Just, listen, it happens to us.
So good.
Like I said,
do you know what I mean?
I just feel like
they're photoshopping, they're using filters, they're feeding their face. Just fuck them all. Just they're so rich, and we're, our dumbasses are.
We look at them like they're attainable, and they're not.
They're not, and we're paying every time you buy a goddamn piece of Skims. They're getting rich. Then they take a picture of their like new car, and I'm just like, how dumb are we? This is the circle of life.
Oh yeah, but it's with everything. That's like I complain like, oh well, this is I don't want to buy this, and then end up buying it, and I'm like, but they're just getting richer, and they don't care about if I die tomorrow. No. Like it's stupid.
Yeah.
It's the vicious world we live in.
Well, I'll tell you one place the Kardashians won't be, and that's Texas.
Yeah, because apparently they banned filters in Texas.
They're just the worst, huh?
Texas don't give a fuck.
You can't smoke, can't be a woman, and you can't be ugly.
Apparently they know everyone's ugly now. Took away filters. I read it somewhere, and they were like, Texas has officially banned filters. And I'm like, how are they going to control that? Like, I don't know, but it's interesting.
It's so... dumb, and I hate it here.
It's just life is just like I'm ready for the aliens to kidnap me now.
The fact there has to be a law about the fact that filters are even a thing, and it's so serious that politicians are like, we need to ban them, and that like it changes your face so much, you know,
unrecognizable.
Yeah, yep, yeah.
And there are some like bare minimal filters that you can put that are really, they don't you take it off, you put it on, it really doesn't look any different.
Like it changes the lighting,
gives you a little like glow on your cheek. Those are the good ones. We'll keep those. The ones that literally are like sexy tiger or whatever the fuck it's called, I won't even put that shit on my phone. I'm like, in my best life would I never fucking look like this. Never. I would never fucking look like this.
Also, the apps make us all look the same. Like,
yeah. Well, this honestly, guys are literally like, they hate lashes.
Like, think about Blake Lively. Would she look fucking good with a big pair of lips? No. She's got a pretty face. It's perfect. Like, we all don't need to look the same.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what these filters do.
They do. It's so weird. Everyone starts looking similar.
Yeah.
So I'm like, do I follow that person or do they just look exactly like somebody I follow when I meet them in real life?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. There have been people that I'm like, I don't also like that I follow on Instagram and I've met in real life and didn't say hi to because I did not recognize them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Did not. And then they were like, oh, that was blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I did not know that was that person.
Yeah. This is the issue with these things. They're so aggressive. Like back in the Snapchat days, okay, we had like a doggy nose in the ear.
Yeah, they had the throwing up rainbow.
Yeah.
That was the I remember when that came out, I was in Detroit visiting my friend Sarah, and she was like, oh my God, there's like this cool new thing on Snapchat. And I was like, oh, what is it? And I didn't understand even how to get it on my phone. I was like, and everybody was doing that. And then that was like the Halloween costume that year. It was like Snapchat filters. And now they're like, so they're everywhere.
All right. What was the roundup? This is like, this episode has been like our Instagram conversation.
It's just been like what me and Jess talk about like regularly in text. We're like, did anybody fucking hear this, please? I need someone to bitch about this.
So
it's the bullshit.
All right, recap. We like California Sober.
We like it.
We're maybe going to do a stoner episode. We'll can think about it. If you want us to do it, let us know.
Who wants to watch and listen to Jess get high?
We
like Marilyn and Kim's collab.
No, and we really hope that dropping a grumpy does not become a thing.
Yeah,
please.
That's the roundup, bitches.
That's the roundup from Trey and Jay. We're so sorry.
Yeah,
we're so
and
sorry.
Jess was super mean to women today, so she loves you all, and she's sorry.
I still want to do the lottery with you guys, and we can all be beautiful. Dollar. Every baddie gives a dollar. We give a dollar every week. And we split the winnings.
Between how many baddies got in on it?
We'll cap it, like the first 50 baddies.
I love that. I'm super down for that.
Are you down
for
that?
Yeah.
It's like, it's got to hit.
So $4 a month to
you
maybe
realize
hit?
That's like our
for
only
sure.
way.
Yeah. For sure. I'd be happy with 10 grand. Somebody give me money. I'm definitely not getting child support. So 10 grand will go a long way for me.
Yeah, right, baddies. We will see you.
When, Tracy? Next Tuesday.
Don't forget, guys, new episodes air every Tuesday. So see you next Tuesday.
even though we are not your best examples,
we're the best you've got.
So cheers, bitches.
Cheers.
Rate, download, and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast. Hosted on dimlywit.com.